What kind of coffee do I drink? Actually, just at the moment, Folgers, Black Silk. I used to make the joke that I like my coffee like I like my women, hot and bitter. But then I realized that I really needed to change my dating habit. basically, I was raised on doctor strength coffee, and then I became a lawyer, which means that it's pretty much the kind of thing that you could degrease an engine with. And yeah, I don't drink it for the taste. I drink it in order to be awake because I love some stimulants. But yeah, I don't really have like a whole coffee snob kind of thing going on. I don't have time for that. I just don't give a shit enough about it to like really dive into what kind of coffee is good, what kind is bad. It just needs to be strong and work. Which is not to say that I have nothing wrong with coffee snobs, like would want to give me coffee that they have spent the time and effort to say it is good and all this stuff. But I have a friend who's really into this. Sorry, this is a tangent. I have a friend that's really into that stuff, and like they grind the beans in a fancy way, and it just takes a lot more time than just heaping piles of ground coffee and something and making a concentrated shot of as thermonuclear strength possible as I can. Nimblar Fuel Scene. All right, enough about coffee. So I want to talk first and foremost about probably the biggest opportunity we have for Capital Fight is tomorrow. We're going to do a locust fleet, and we're going to be doing it in the Fountain region, and we anticipate that there will be some attempt to fuck with that locust fleet. So that means that I want people, this is why I'm putting this at the start of the fireside, I want people to be there and ready for not just with their Rorquals, but with their super capitals comma lots. Basically, we are operating under the assumption that we are going to get attacked tomorrow in the Locust Fleet and that we want to turn up for it. We know that Fountain has been getting scouted recently, and it's just an easy target if we don't take it seriously, as we know, because we got our asses kicked because we didn't take Locust Fleet seriously enough, and so we are adapting and we are continuing to adapt. So please turn up with your Rorqual and also with your super capitals. So we are going to, you'll see broadcast for that tomorrow at the usual time. I would say the usual time, but because of daylight savings time, you know, normally they're like 1700, 1800, but who even fucking knows? If one of my people can say that, that would be good. Okay. A couple of other things to go through here. CCP has a contest that has absolutely nothing to do with us or what we like or what we care about. And it's the Kings of LoSEC competition. And if somebody can do me a favor here and drop the dev blog for the Kings of LoSEC nonsense into Elysium. The reason why this is funny is that it's exactly the kind of thing that we can fuck with and will fuck with because we're bored and we might as well. And it's going to be hilarious and it's going to make a lot of people cry. Thank you, Arrendis. So go ahead and take a look at that. And the reason I'm putting this in front of everybody is this is something that's going to start 6th, and it basically involves whichever alliance get the most amount of damage done in terms of final blows will get in LoSEC during this period of time. Will get credit for being the quote kings of LoSEC unquote, which is a credential that I do not give a flying fuck about. Because who cares about being the king of LoSEC? Except that there's a lot of basically little bitches that care very deeply about being the kings of LoSEC, and I think it would be really funny and give us something amusing to do, to relentlessly fuck with all of their hopes and dreams by making ourselves the kings of LoSEC, or at the very least, coming way ahead of other entities that actually live in LoSEC and give a shit about it. So the reason I'm putting this out there is, we have a hive mind collectively, and we're full of very clever, hilarious people that love taking systems and breaking them. And so, you know, the director we're talking, you know, we were talking about this earlier and coming up with stuff. You guys collectively are going to come up with ways to manipulate and fuck with the system in ways that just the directorate will not be able to. So I put that to all of our genius assholes here. to put our heads together between now and the 26th and just scheme and come up with ways for us to become the kings of LoSAC. Apparently the reward, again, like this is penis size stuff. Like my dick does not gain inches or lose inches because of the size of, you know, kill boards or anything like that. But for a lot of people, they care very deeply about the idea of having their alliance flag flying over the CCP headquarters for a month. And we know this because PL made a big deal about being the kings of LoSAC back in the day or some crap like that. I just think it would be really fun. So let's fuck with them. So again, let's just kind of think about, put your heads together. It might end up being a GS-ISK thing because there might be a way to optimize the system to manipulate the way in which things are destroyed. Or we might end up having Thunderdomes and God only knows what. But we have between the 26th, between now and the 26th, to come up with a whole bunch of evil plans and then a few days to implement them. And we can do this close to home because we can just, you know, pop over into Iridia on our front doorstep and heh. So yeah, like we have absolutely discussed Thunderdomes, but I want people not only thinking about the obvious things, which are Thunderdomes, but, you know, do your crazy genius thing of finding a way to optimize this shit and break the hell out of it. I have absolute confidence in our collective ability to do that. You can talk about that here in Elysium, Isolali. Good question. And, you know, basically, if people discuss it in multiple channels over the course of several days, like ideas will come out and people will figure shit out. Okay. So a couple of other things that are going on. We are looking at reviewing our doctrines. We have a bit of a doctrine bloat scenario. We've come back to Jeff deployment. We tested out a couple of really cool doctrines there. And the fitting team is working with our fleet commanders and generally putting their heads together now with our data people to do something that I'm quite excited about. Attempting to basically use data tracking to determine engagement level with the main ships of the line in any given doctrine over time. We'll see where that goes. That's like a uptime-ish project. But basically, we're going to be making some doctrine changes, and one of those things that you guys can look forward to that's coming is we're going to be looking at a formal Kikimura doctrine, which should be fun. And on top of that, Pathfinders are going to be, Kathy Iron asked me to talk about this such that he doesn't have to repeat himself too much at the upcoming Pathfinders meeting, but Pathfinders are going to be actively looking into ways of diving into drifter holes and using those for us to ram Kikimuras all around the galaxy for funsies. So Pathfinders are going to be looking at ways to regularly be sussing out drifter holes, and then we're going to fuck around with the entire galaxy, not just with the King's LoSAC shit, but also Kikimuras everywhere. So we don't yet have a formal posting of the doctrine. Pathfinders were just informed of this right now. But as you guys can see, we are all preparing for months of lockdown and coming up with cool shit to do. And this is part of the cool shit to do. So drifter holes for Pathfinders, doctrine reform, and Kikis on the horizon. And unfortunately, when it comes to any questions about how the drifter hole shit works or any of that, I am completely clueless as usual. I am a simple mitten. Speaking of being a simple mitten, I take a look at this straw poll. All right. Let's see what else we got. You don't have to worry about Kikimura fits or anything like that. There is going to be a doctrine which will be handed to you by the fitting team when we announce the doctrine. As usual, the state provides. So there's one other thing I want to say in terms of action items before we just go to questions and answers, which is virus related, which is basically a simple survival technique As things get bad, depending upon your locality, like in some countries, people are going to be fine. In other countries, things might get really bad. If you are in a scenario where you're dealing with a viral surge, i.e., your healthcare system is overloaded, it is very tempting in lockdown for people, particularly if you are turbo nerds like us. We're all here talking about EVE Online, so we're all nerds. It's very easy to get into sweatpants and not shaving mode. Right? And you might think, hey, I'm trapped inside. It's like I don't really need to get gussied up or really take care of my appearance or anything. I want to try to encourage people to not only take care of their appearance and take care of their hygiene because it's good for your mental health, which it is. Like, okay, sure, looking good helps you feel good. It's good for mental health. But, forget the nice, happy, fun feelings stuff. There is a tactical reason why you want to maintain your appearance, which is this: if there is a healthcare system which is overloaded and you have to go to the hospital, and thus you are in a triage scenario and an overloaded healthcare scenario, and all the military guys know what I'm talking about here with this, but if you don't understand triage, that means basically you go to an overloaded hospital, you are unable to take care of yourself because shit is fucked, and a nurse or a doctor is going to basically choose whether you live or die. You will have an advantage if you are well groomed, if you are well dressed, and if you look as good as possible. This does not necessarily mean getting done up like you're a fucking supermodel every day, but you do not want to turn into a disgusting sack of shit. Because if you end up in a triage scenario, you are more likely to survive and be better off. Again, it's an emotional thing. It might not make the difference, but every advantage you have helps. So keep your shit together, not just because you'll feel better, but because it'll increase your survival chances in an overload scenario. All right, so with that out of the way, we are going to take questions and answers. I'm going to cut questions and answers a little bit short this time. This has been a briefer fireside. We do have a lot of cool things going on in the background. We've got a couple projects. Again, I talked about this last week. We've got a nifty project, not the Kings of Losec thing, but that is in progress and we're getting there. So we're not going to announce it yet, but hopefully next week. We have a lot of things for you guys to do in EVE Online while we're all dealing with a pandemic. But the reason I would be keeping the fireside relatively short today is that on the meta show today, we have two guests from CCP. That is going to be CCP Rise and CCP Signal. And so I will be setting up the little space studio or whatever the fuck you call it here to do that today. So that'll be on the meta show in 36 minutes. So now, Q&As. Pants continue to be optional, though, yes. Pants are optional. What I would suggest is that you have nice pants around, such that if you get sick and you're about to go to the hospital, then you put your pants on and, the rest of you is well groomed and stuff. You put your pants on and then you go. What will I be wearing? Well, you'll get to see that on the meta show. I've actually upgraded my fan today because I took my, I keep messing around with it because I'm, I might as well. And I have a little vest on in addition to my the suit I'm experimenting with. Jeff, redeployment. Future plans question, but it's a reasonable one. So the reason why we don't immediately redeploy the Jeff once we take them home, and this goes for all war deployments, but I'm going to explain this because we have new people in the Alliance and Coalition. This is a question from Derma Toshiro, which is basically. When we do deploy, usually the content providers or personnel or whatever you want to call them, the command and control layer, are the ones that are doing a tremendous amount of work. And the job of the command and control layer is to make deployments as fun and as easy as possible for the line members, right? So basically, in any given fleet, you have recon people working, you've got logistics people working, you've got spies working, you've got cord working, you've got like the boss fleet commanders, you've got directors running around like maniacs. And we burn the candle at both ends for these deployments. And that's why typically EVE deployments last for at most a month to a month and a half. And then after that, you have to like rest and recharge. And the reason why I'm explaining this is that in many cases, we have scenarios here where if we in the directorate are doing our jobs correctly, you guys in the line are still fully recharged and ready to fight and ready to go no matter what. And that's important because you never want to burn out your line members because then you can't go on defense if we get attacked. So when we go deploying, oftenly speaking, the command layer is burning the candle at both ends and working like maniacs to make sure that it's easy as possible for you guys to fight. And then when we come home, people are like, hey, when are we going to go out again? Because if we've done our jobs right, you guys are still full of vim and vigor, and like you want to go out and do stuff. So that's why we're not immediately like redeploying the Jeff. We just got them back home. We need to let our command and control people recharge. We have various other projects that we're working on. So I wouldn't anticipate another Jeff deployment for at least until mid-April. I'm not going to commit to a date certain, obviously. Do you think that CCB have changed any marketing or game development strategies because of the pandemic? I haven't really looked. That's a good question, Ron McKenza. I haven't really looked because what CCB is doing relating to the pandemic is like the last of my pandemic-related concerns. I actually have seen a promotional email from World of Tanks offering like 2 weeks of free premium time. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see the games industry sort of step into this. And, you know, obviously it's a great time for people to stay inside and play computer game. What are my comments about my country's reaction to the virus? If you want to hear my comments about what I think about politically and stuff like that, you can follow my fucking Twitter account. Needless to say, it's not very good. But the nice thing is that the states, certain states, are actually starting to step into the breach and handle things. So I think it's going to be dealt with on a state-by-state basis within the United States. When is my podcast coming up? Well, Grath got sick. I don't think he got the big bug, but he was down and out for a couple weeks with a very serious influenza. And that kind of, that and the fact that the pandemic really sort of became obvious to everybody else has kind of delayed my plans there. I do still want to do a podcast. I've like gone through all this effort to start doing that, but then, you know, pandemic. As things calm down collectively, we're going to be playing more computer games, and we will be doing a lot of more like podcasty, indoorsy type activities. So don't worry, it's not something that has been abandoned. Grath is like back and live. I mean, he's not dead from the flu or anything. I don't know if he's actively playing Eve or anything. Do I have enough toilet paper? Guys, if you remember correctly, I was the one who was getting told that I was crazy and overblowing everything like a month before everybody else. So, like, I have been in my little bunker for actually, I think, a full 3 weeks now. So I'm good. On the other hand, for me also, I'm a turbo nerd, so throw me in the briar patch where all I do is, you know, play video games and talk to my friends online and pretty much just do everything else that I would normally do, except that now nobody can shame me about staying indoors and just doing all the shit I wanted to do anyway. Would I still eat Home Chef, Blue Apron, HelloFresh, all this as a separate food source? I actually currently have HelloFresh going. I like HelloFresh a lot. You know, when I receive a box, I take it into my quarantine zone, and I am very careful about, you know, disinfecting things before I take them out. But like, if you wash your food and you heat your food, you know, cooking food kills bad stuff. Doesn't matter what kind of virus it is, or doesn't matter if it's bacteria. If you cook it, you're in good shape. So do that. How do I feel about EVE economics and politics working in reality? The war and destruction aside, more to the broadcast for us, the positive community, how EVE are created, shared good light. Well, that's a very good and deep question, Shadow Asuna. And the answer is way too long. I mean, if you want to know what I think about like how EVE things work with reality, I wrote a piece called Masks in Cyber Purgatory a couple years ago, at length talking about the way that people interact with EVE and interact with their identities in the real world. What do I think of Doom Eternal? I don't think of Doom Eternal. I didn't play the last Doom either. Apparently it was very well reviewed, but like I played the original Doom, and like the whole, you know, early days FPS thing isn't really my thing. People are giving each other binge suggestions as far as things to watch. I highly recommend something that a friend of mine, Tim Maley, or Malley, I don't know how to pronounce his last name actually, recommended the other day, which is James Burke's 1978 History of Science series called Connections. It's 10 episodes. It's a fascinating thing about how invention progresses not in a linear way or chronological way, but it's just fascinating stuff and it's very calming. So highly recommend if you're looking for something to binge, History of Science, Connections, James Burke. It's all on YouTube. Do I see any similarities between the virus and the corrupted blood incident from World of Warcraft? I mean, yes, from a certain perspective, because, and this is the thing that I've been saying for, it feels like months now, but I guess it's only been like a month and a half or whatever, is, the way that a virus propagates is a very simple mathematical, I mean, it's not a simple equation, but it's simple enough that it can be predicted mathematically. And we have already seen this, that epidemiologically speaking, models are able to accurately predict already when the rubber hits the road how these things work. Like, this is the reason why, but, the public can't handle the real math because they want to enjoy denial. So you're finding, now finally you're starting to see governments say 80% of the human species will be infected because that's how a novel virus works, and that we will probably be in this shit for, 18 months to 24 months, in terms of a period of lockdowns and unlockdown. But the reason why the model, the math comes out later is because people don't want to stare into the abyss and confront what's happening. And people, my see, the thing is this, guys, this is, I'm gonna cut this off here in a moment, because I need to get ready for the meta show. But I've realized that my perceptions of humans in the real world are very biased, because when I think of stupid people, my baseline for human stupidity is the dumbest EVE Online players, right? Most of the time when I hang out with people in the real world, they are people who are on my intellectual level. And the people that I associate with in EVE Online tend to be ideally the smarter people in EVE Online, particularly those that I promote and the people that are in the Imperium. And my baseline for skull fucking human stupidity is what I'm exposed to on a regular basis, is dumb EVE players doing dumb things. And what has been absolutely horrifying to me to stare into the abyss during this whole virus process is to realize that the dumbest fucking EVE Online player turns out to be a fucking super genius compared to the actual stupid people out there that cannot get to a level of even figure out how to play EVE. And the fact that that is, is even possible is sort of horrifying. So, anyway, whatever. Anyway, boys and girls, the main thing is that look out for each other. One of the advantages that we have as an organization going through this pandemic is the fact that we have essentially a global intelligence network that we can share information with one another as things go. Again, virus denialism or misinformation is the kind of, well, we don't shoot you for misinformation. People are sharing data. If we catch people maliciously trying to say it's just a flu, we'll shoot you. We actually haven't had to do that though, because it's obviously not just a flu. But virus denialism is still banned. Look out for each other and we will get through this thing. I think that we are going to be better equipped. If you're a member of the Imperium, you are going to be better equipped, and EVE players in general are going to be better equipped to deal with this, simply because we are already used to spending a lot of time online and amusing ourselves. So, there you go. Yes, virus denialism did get taken out back and shot by reality now, so it's kind of nice. We're not going to do anything involving like a subforum relating to the pandemic. I don't think that's necessary yet. People can just share information in Elysium. That's been working out fine so far. We don't really want to like build new systems and new complexities unless there is a need for new systems or new complexities. Good question from the millennia. Referencing bloat in our doctrines, are we planning to drop some older, less used doctrine ships? Yes, absolutely. That's for people who have not really been part of the Imperium. When we do doctrine reform, this is what happens: is we the fitting team gets together with the fleet commanders and has a big discussion about what's actually getting used, what's good, what the fleet commanders like, and we cut back on the stuff that is not getting used. And this is also a thing that typically happens after a deployment. So like in this case, we just deployed the Jeff and we had a lot of fun with our Typhoons and we had a lot of fun with our Sacrileges. And now we're coming back and comparing notes and going, hey, like Kikis, hey, what should we drop? You know, that kind of thing. So expect changes ahead. Are there contingency plans in place for the fact that our fearless leaders get sick and are unable to administer the horde of spacemen? Yes. Like the system has repeatedly worked with me going offline for periods of time. So don't worry about that. I also locked myself in my bunker 3 weeks ago. So my intention is to not get it if I can avoid it. Again, the game has two rules, guys. Rule number one is avoid getting sick for as long as possible. And rule number two is when you do get sick, try to not give it to anybody else. Very simple. I keep saying bunker. Do I actually have one? I will. No comment on that. I mean, there's two ways that goes. If I don't have a bunker, I would no competent such that people think I have a bunker and look in the wrong place. And if I do have a bunker, I'd no comment it anyway, because you would never confirm or deny that you had a bunker. This is not the first time, though, amusingly enough, that I've had give firesides from undisclosed locations during my little love to club midlife crisis. I was moving around a lot, if you guys remember. All right, boys and girls. I think that's going to be it for today in terms of Q&As and stuff. Most of it is like virus related, and that's cool, or related to wartime deployments. Again, we're going to be messing around with the champions of LoSec, and what I want to leave you with here before I go set up the whole meta show thing, again, we're going to have CCB Rise and CCB Signal with Brisk and I, and that will be starting in 20 minutes, is the Locust Fleet tomorrow. We expect it to be attacked, so I want Super Capitals, I want Titans, and the Rorquals. We want to take it seriously, because if we're going to get dropped on, we want to skull fuck the people who are trying to drop on us. Erendis, exactly, that's correct. Requests about doctrines. I'm not going to speak about future doctrines that we are looking at, except for the Kikis. Like I said, we're going to be doing a Kiki doctrine of some kind, most likely. Like 99% odds there. But like we're going through and cutting docs out as opposed to adding too many new ones in. All right, boys and girls. Thank you for coming. Stay safe. Look out for each other. And we will meet here again next week, same time. Locust Fleet tomorrow, bring your toys and start thinking about ways to rat fuck the Kings of LoSec competition in a way that will make the people that really do care about being the Kings of LoSec extremely angry. Thank you. I'll see you next week.